Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I'm surviving. My voice don't sound as bad as I thought it would sound, but I'm hanging in there, man.
Yeah, you sound good, bro.
I got my
good
tea. I got some super duper whatever cough drop you gave me earlier.
Power
man.
Mints, baby. Power mints.
Dog, it felt like I was eating some Vicks Vapor.
Yeah, the Vicks Vapor rub.
Yeah. It felt like I was eating some of that, but I'm hanging in there. And I get right to it, man. So soon to be president Donald Trump transitioned co-chair Linda McMahon. Is expected to be named Secretary of the Department of Education, sources say.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest with y'all, I ain't got a take on this or anything like this.
Good.
But I thought it was fake. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fake, man.
Linda McMahon.
Yeah, I thought it was fake because I know Linda McMahon from being on WWF.
Yeah.
That was the wife of Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And I instantly thought about when she got Stone Cold Stunner by the one and only Stone Cold Steve
That's
Austin.
Right.
A classy woman, Linda McMahon. And I forgot to say, thank you.
She got Stone Cold Stunner, man.
How old was she when this happened?
Hey, man, at the time,
I'm looking at her. It looks at least 50.
At the time, I thought she was like 70 years old.
I bet
man.
She did. Man.
Look at this. I'm looking.
Yeah. And that was like 20, 30 years ago, man.
I mean, I've seen this before, but it's just so funny now. She's.
Well, man, she's 76 right now, so she probably was at least 50.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. And another thing about this, I wish that would happen, but probably won't happen, is how she, I don't know if she's going to do a good job, and I don't care about all that, but I kind of wish she stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want her to put somebody else in that position.
Oh, okay.
Just like she did on Monday Night Raw.
What all this means is that earlier today, I stepped down, not before I handpicked my own successor. Allow me to introduce you to the new CEO.
You just wanted to keep the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I wish she'd do something like that. I just wish she stepped down
and
appoint Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You never know.
Why do you say that?
Because you never know. It's Linda McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
I thought you were saying something about Stone Cold.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I just hope it's Stone Cold so he can bring
and
that
be
music.
Even better.
Yeah, that would be.
Just the glass break that does something for you.
Yeah. No, that would be fun. But real quick, some Figgy stats and info about this. I guarantee you ain't got to search this or anything, do no deep digging, but she will be the first secretary of the Department of Education to get Stone Cold Stunner.
I think that checks out.
And she's the first to be in a video game, which is WWE.
Yeah.
WWE video game.
No. So there might be someone else who was in
it. Yeah, now I really want to look this up.
There might have been.
She's the first.
I don't know about that one. I think your first one is right. I don't know.
Now, they've been making these games, I want to say, since the 2000s.
Yeah.
I think she was on, I want to say, No Mercy, which that was like 2000, 2001.
Are you questioning the Figgy stats and info?
Just part of it. Do your research. Do your research.
Look it up. Google it.
So I just ran across this like 5 minutes ago, man. Mm-hmm. So this is hot off the presses. And Jay Leno, apparently.
Oh, did you see his face?
He looked pretty bad, man. Oh. He in bad shape. I'm gonna play this audio of him explaining what happened to him. It looked like he got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come to a conspiracy after we hear this.
What on earth happened to Jay Leno?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the poor face.
Look at my eye.
Oh, my gosh. Jay Leno is all bruised up. The left side of his face is black and blue. His eye is swollen shut. And look at his injured wrist.
I broke my wrist.
lost my the nail on the finger. And then I'm all black and blue.
The comedian says he fell down a 60-foot hill.
I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. Let me take a down. And then I...
You rolled down a hill?
Oh, yes.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
Jay Leno says he was staying at a Hampton Inn about 30 miles outside of Pittsburgh on Saturday night when he wanted to have dinner at a local restaurant before his show. Instead of walking a mile and a half down the road, he decided to take a shortcut down the hill. Not a good idea.
Let me get my conspiracy music right
please.
Now.
Please, because wait.
I don't buy
what hotel
this.
Was that?
Hampton Inn near Pittsburgh? Did you say Pittsburgh?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
I was about to say, Jay Leno stays at Hampton Inn, but I'm like, all right, and I'm not trying to shade Pittsburgh, but whatever. There's got to be better hotels.
I'm actually looking at maps, see if there's any of them on the hill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a conspiracy about this, man, because whenever I think about Jay Leno, for some reason, I think about L.A. and Vegas and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. My man looked like he got beat up by somebody.
I agree.
I felt like he got some gambling debts or something going on.
Yep.
And I felt because he mentioned how he saw the hill. He didn't think it was that deep.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was a gang of dudes right there. Like, hey, we gonna throw. Where are $20 million at? And I felt like they threw him down the hill, and he just made that excuse up.
That
man.
Bruise on his face, and I actually don't recommend you look at it because it's gross.
Okay, I won't. Thank
it
you.
Goes from the top of his forehead all the way down to his chin on the entire left side of his face. It's one giant bruise.
He got beat up, man. I feel like he owed the mob some money or something.
That couldn't have been a fall.
Yeah, I think he just making an excuse, man.
I
think he owed a lot of money. Somebody whooped his ass and he had to cover it up by saying, oh, I tripped and fell.
Yeah, it's weird because you hear tripped and fell and like it's very possible. People trip every day, B.
Yeah.
But you hear that and you're immediately like something's afoot.
Yes.
There's other things happening. I don't know why, and it's probably not fair to the good people that was a Hampton Inn, Leno probably stayed.
And why the hell are you trying to take a shortcut, man? You trying to go
down
you're trying
hill.
To save time. What you mean?
Brother, get out of here. That sound, I'm going to enter my Judge Judy. That is so full of baloney. He's full of baloney with that. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
I think of my...
Ain't no way he should be getting beat up if he does have gambling debts or whatever. He got all them vintage cars. All you got to do is sell one of
He's
two.
Got a bunch of cars.
Hey, you wouldn't believe how many people would be still broke or still owing money out here,
fair.
Man.
That is fair.
Yeah, I can see him been dodging the man, and they called up to him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I bet if you were dodging somebody on some money, they look at you like, you got it.
Yeah.
Don't duck me on my money.
Like, hey, they probably pulled up to him in the black truck, like, hey, come here.
Let me talk.
Threw him in the car. Took him to a hill.
You think they threw him down the hill? So he's not lying about
that
going
happens.
Down the
I think
hill.
So. That happens.
I think so. Next time it's going to be a bridge.
Yeah.
So, I believe that. So Kyler Murray, man, he did something I thought that was super cool. He went to he flew to New York to try some pizza, man.
Mm-hmm.
He went and ate some pizza.
Wait, what?
No, he did. It was an off week, wasn't it? Wasn't it their off week?
Oh,
I think so. I think it had to be a bye week. I don't think he'd do any. I think he'd.
If he did it on an off day, even more respect.
But also, just to get some pizza. Were there other things involved?
He was out there trying some pizza, and I think the best part about this, I'm going to play this audio of him trying to pizza and talking to the guy next to him, who, by the way, had no idea who the hell he was.
Yeah.
How is it?
Solid. What's your name, bro? No bad. You like it? What's your name, bro? My name is Surya. Surya? What's your name? Kyler. Where are you from? Switzerland. I need some ranch. That's a little saucy. The bread ain't bread. So you guys go around testing different pizzas or just this one?
No, just enjoying New York.
He said, I'm just enjoying
New York.
He said, you guys just go around trying pizza? Join New York. Yeah. I like stuff like that, man. It's done better than somebody that's a high profile athlete or celebrity that's just being around the people, just being normal, and people have no idea who that person is.
And I think it works for him a little bit more now. He does play one of the more recognizable positions in NFL, but like stature wise, some of these athletes don't have a real real benefit of being.
Hey, you
able
must
to do
be
that.
A football player. Nobody's telling him that, or very few.
I think football players. Yeah. Some of the football players can get away with it, right? Like if you play a certain position, you might be able to get away with looking just like a good dude that maybe stays in the gym a whole bunch or whatever.
Yeah,
he feels like he can get away with just being like more of an everyday dude if you are talking to somebody that does not like keep up with sports.
Yes, and like you said, Figgy, you know. Hey, I'm gonna go. It was their bye week, by the way, but I'm gonna go to New York, try some of that pizza.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, I thought that was cool. It was one time I was in the Uber and I got in and somebody was listening to 610,
and they had no idea.
They had no idea.
Yeah,
did you tell them?
No, I didn't. I never said anything. I was just quiet, and he was kind of flipping back and forth from music, and then go back to 610.
Oh,
and
but all did that he, stuff. Was he texting as well, letting people know that he was going to music?
No. He did not. He had his hands on the wheel.
I was just asking questions.
He was flipping back and forth, but I could have easily been like, "Hey, you like that station?" I was just letting him do his thing. But speaking of pizza, though, Pizza Hut is selling a new pizza flavor wine made with tomatoes. Instead of grapes.
No, they're not. They are absolutely not going to do that.
They are.
Do these work? Right? Like, I mean, yes, these little stunts do work in that they get people like us to talk about how nonsensical they are. Do people hear these things and be like, oh, pizza wine, that's wild. But you know what? I haven't had Pizza Hut in a while. And then go like, because that feels like that's the whole idea, right? It's just people thinking about the brand maybe brings you back to the brand.
Mm-hmm. This is gross.
Yeah.
This is gross.
Yeah, so it's called Tomato Wine by Pizza Hut, so very catchy. they partner up with a winery in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
and
known for its wineries.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think that was a thing. Yeah. I didn't want to be a jerk, but I did not realize that was a thing.
Yeah,
known for its fine wines.
Yeah, so they're selling half bottles at, is it Irvine Winery.com. Mm-hmm. $25. And you had to buy at least two, so you're paying $50.
They're charging $25.
That should be what, like...
You can get a really good bottle of wine, or, you know, good, at HEB for $25. And you're getting a basil-infused tomato wine?
Yeah. Also, it's more.
But you're paying for the brand.
Yeah. Yes, obviously.
Also, if they have a $60 gift box version where it comes with a wine opener. Two Pizza Hut branded wine glasses.
Oh, well, that makes it worth it.
Yeah,
though.
Man. Yeah.
I'm fighting somebody if they give me that. Like, why do you know so little about me?
Oh, the gift set is $60. I thought it was $25 with the gifts. No, the gift set is $60.
No, it's $25 each, but you have to buy two. So you're pretty much paying $50 for two bottles. But you can get the gift one for extra $10.
No way.
You get the wine glasses. Come on, man. You're the wine expert, man.
Yes, I am.
You gotta try.
At least, I'm not an expert, but I'm the expert in this room.
Spend some of that OG sauce and buy that wine, man.
Yeah.
Give us a review.
Give us
on
the taste test. On the tomato wine.
I get y'all out of here on this. We had this discussion a lot about tribute videos, when who gets one, who don't get one. So the Miami Heat mentioned how they would not give Caleb Martin a video tribute because the team reserved tribute videos for players who had either A, won an NBA championship, or B, made an all-star appearance with the organization.
Good.
I feel like that's fair.
Good.
Is that fair?
No, that feels fair.
I feel like that should kind of be all around a little bit too, man.
The Astros give out tribute videos like Skittles.
Shout out to what's his name? Straw?
Who was it?
What's his name? Is it Brian Straw?
No, but anyway, they were giving out tribute videos like, oh, wow, that's right. Yeah, he did play here.
Yeah, he was giving them out to everybody.
He did play here.
Yeah, so.
Miles Straw is who you talking about.
Miles Straw,
right?
I said, yeah.
Oh, Miles Straw.
I think he got like two or three of them.
That's not two or three. Yeah, it's tough because clearly you want to at least have the social team be able to have enough things to point to on the video that make it notable. So you a person
like
of certain caliber.
I like that standard.
Yeah, I thought that was fair.
But I think also that standard misses like a few players here and there where it's just like fan favorites. That even if they're not
okay, then you're a fan favorite. It's good enough. It's not tribute.
Just do a little hat tip or something, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do a little hat tip.
Exactly.
We ain't gotta spend a couple minutes or a couple seconds putting the video together and all this other stuff, man. Just salute.
Hey, 832, text it in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. If I order that tomato wine and send it to y'all, will you try it on air?
No.
You're damn right. I will force him
come
to drink
on, John.
It.
You got to try it.
832, he will drink it no on thank air. You. I no guarantee you.
No, we got to get a glass and we got to cheers and drink it during the show.
I'd
man.
Rather drink that nasty Mad Dog that the afternoon guys.
Oh, man.
I mean, the Mad Dog is nasty, but the Winds aren't. You know, I'm proud of them for doing that. All right. That's the mixtape, Figgy's mixtape, every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. And let's give something away. How about that? $50 yeah. gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. Caller number 6 right this moment. We'll get a $50 gift card to the Texas Star Grill Shop and be entered for a chance to win a grill from Texas Star Grill Shop at the end of the football season. So again, caller number 6 right now, 713-572-4610. We'll win that. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to The Drive with Clint and Ron. They're getting ready. But then also a few news and notes before we do that. We'll do it next.